Oh, web design. How many of you just want to bang your head against the wall when you're trying to get anywhere with your web design? I know, it's tough. It's cumbersome, it's challenging. You've got a million different parts moving around that you have to deal with. And you got to be technical, And you need to be current, And all sorts of other stuff that shows up when you least expect it. And you weren't even prepared for it. Come on, let's be honest. All right. So what I want to help you today is to determine what's best for you when it comes time to create a new website. And I don't mean a new website from scratch. If you're feeling like you need a redesign, if you're going to redesign your website and you don't know where to start, you know that it's a must. Like maybe what you've been using has been around for years and you know it's just so out of date that it's not helping you. Or it's just cumbersome and difficult to use. You don't get it and you're just not getting the results that you want. You might even be paying month-to-month SEO and PPC advertising and not realize that a really shitty website is costing you extra to run those campaigns. And really, like, I can get into that with the next section. Let's talk about, you've got the itch, you know you need a new website, you don't know what you need to do. Do you need to redesign? Do you need to re-platform, use something else, new tech stack entirely? Or do you need to refactor what you got? Make use of what you have. Those are all three different scenarios, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about each one. So a redesign, you're going to want to get into a redesign usually when you've had a brand upgrade, where you've changed your logos and your letterhead and all that fun stuff, or your company is grown to the next level. You're no longer a small business. Now maybe you're a local franchise or a national franchise and it's time to move up, time to get more serious. You've got more bucks to spend with a marketing dollar. And let's be clear on that websites are marketing materials. A lot of people forget that, yeah, it is software. It is not print. Totally different ball of wax. It is software that powers it. But you don't necessarily need to create new software in order to create an excellent web presence. So redesign, you got the itch, you got a new logo, you needed some new brand colors, you decided to move a different direction, you realize that your marketing materials are not serving your ideal audience, so you want something that appeals to them. That's sort of the redesign. The old and clunky stuff, you think you need a redesign. You may not need that. Like, ultimately, what you want to do first is get a web professional, maybe a certified digital business consultant, to review your web presence. You can tell about your major pain points up front, like, this is what's wrong with it. This is why we feel like we have a challenge. This is what we hate about it. Like, yeah, get all that stuff on the table. Tell us what you want. Then we can determine. We give us your URL, your email address, your phone number, direct point of contact, who the decision makers are in your department. That's right. We need contact information for the decision makers of your department. If we don't have that information, we're not going to be able to help you. Does that sound good? Okay. All right. So once we have your basic information and we've scheduled some time to sit down and have a conversation with you, we can review your website together over the phone and talk about those pain points that bother you so much. We can quickly breeze through it. We can tell you why we might agree with that from a purely technical standpoint. We might be able to offer some additional insight on why the direction that you're going is either a good or a really bad idea. Now, this seems to be happen more often than not. Non-technical people, they lean on the most technical person they know in their circle, which might be a cousin or a nephew or somebody who's first year out of college who gets this web stuff. When it's obviously not your foray, so you lean on them in order to make insightful decisions. Here's the thing. If they're in college, if they're not in the working world, if they have no world experience, if they don't have experience with high caliber professionals working in an environment like this, then it's most likely you're not going to yield the result that you want. You're just not going to get it. So that's why we're opening up the door to you to come. Hey, you need a redesign? Get a audit first. Let's go through. Let's do an assessment. You may not need to do a redesign. You may just need to do splash a new coat of paint. Maybe your design is fine, and you're just spending way too much for PPC and SEO. The cost per click. What's holding you back is that you need to refactor. It means you need to rewrite some code. Rewrite some code and get it up to modern standard. Now this is like 95% of the web is non-standard, and that's why you're struggling. If you follow the rules and regulations, if you build your website to code, get it, code, like building code, it's real serious stuff. Like Google publishes that. If you follow their rules, then you receive crazy, crazy benefits. 90% of the traffic that you should be getting is being cut off because you're not playing to standard. You're just appealing to browsers who might happenstance walk through your stuff. They're not necessary, or they're feverishly looking for you. They just have to find you. You're gonna register with those people, but the 90% where you're not gonna register is where Google recommends. They pushes you closer to the top of the search results and say, hey, you should check this out. It might be a solve for your problem. So that's a refactor and then a replatform. So based on the results of the audit, you can find out whether you need a redesign or a refactor. A refactor would be great work prior to a redesign. Why? A refactor, it means you clean out the code, you remove the errors, you get everything up to snuff with the Google code recommendation. Then you start seeing crazy, crazy, crazy influx of traffic, especially if you've been established for a long time and you have good social game and domain authority, that kind of stuff. You haven't done anything stupid like invested in Black Hat SEO. Oh my God, that could ruin you. So you refactor, you clean out all the code, and then you go to a redesign so you can focus on code quality and performance, then move that up to user experience, the human interaction that happens on the UI, the user interface, like how people click things, where they go, the navigation and all that. That's what the redesign should be for. Maybe you just want to add a skin on it. Like I was saying earlier, a new coat of paint, some crown molding, some trimmings like that. There's always that. If you want to add a wing, that's a different story. That's not necessarily a redesign. That's an add-on. And then a replatform. Once you get that audit and know what you want to do, if you want to just throw out what you have and start fresh from new, skip out on a refactor, which is probably not recommended. If you want to get that refactor in, move on to the redesign, and then depending on your tech stack, the result of that audit, we know what your site was built with, and we want to know if it's up to spec for modern standards, being that it's frequently whatever the software solution is, that it's not just modern or fresh and shiny and new. That could actually be really dangerous, choosing a new product that seems like a perfect solution. instead of relying on something a little older and a little slower that's been around and stood the test of time, right? Sometimes it's okay to, you know, not do everything new and rely on what you got or something else that's already existing out there that does a great job. So if that's the case, your replatform, like say if you're on Wix and if you want to get great SEO, I'm sorry to tell you now, but you need to replatform. Wix has the worst SEO in the business. They're awful. WordPress has the best out of the box. It has lots of ways to extend it, integrate Google more into your website, or more integrate your website into Google, I should say. It's great stuff. So you need to know when to redesign, refactor, or replatform. And you don't necessarily want to design something new without doing an audit, throwing it away entirely, and then replacing it the new stuff. You need to know that the new stuff is built to modern code recommendation. If your new stuff is built by, pardon this, but if it's done by a place where English is a second language, and you know, maybe they're low dollar, there's a reason why they're low dollar, okay? You're not going to get best of the best class for the lowest price. You're just not going to get that anywhere. So you need to have a realistic expectation of what you're getting. All right, that's enough, at least for notes. I don't know if this is going to be a great podcast or not, but signing off. Cheers.